Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, December the 30th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first nine of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. The suggested donation is $70 a quarter, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain three free shows. So let's have a look at what's on offer for the last show of this year. Well, the first segment, which I call A Moving Dictatorship, is about what they've done to your social fabric, ladies and gentlemen. It's about when illegal acts become legal and vice versa. Because, you know, when you stop accepting election results, you have a countdown to a civil war. And when you consistently reject the results of elections that you don't win, what you're asking for is a dictatorship. So I think I've got a few minutes of something which you will find of great interest. And then I do a quick take on Brexit, quick word on Brexit, the best part of which is that the bill, for the first time, gives lower courts the ability to overrule decisions made by the European Court of Justice, which restores the authority of British courts over the European Union. A great sense of relief comes over me when I hear that. Then I'm going to try to tackle the question as to why in this whole process that the Attorney General is involved with, why nobody has been charged. I talk about Mike Rogers, the original whistleblower. And frankly, I have to wonder whether this is not the greatest cover-up of the biggest scandal in American history. So I have a few minutes to talk and hopefully some interesting ideas you may not have considered. Then I have a very long piece entitled Chained Globalization, which is all about how this business of control, power and control, that politicians want to exercise over you really leaves countries entangled with each other despite the dangers that their ties produce. And look, for example, how hard it has been for Britain to detach itself from the EU. There's no intrinsic reason why Britain needs to belong to a larger group of people in order to be able to live its life. It hasn't done them any good. Globalization has not worked. And now Britain is trying to extricate itself. It is doing so and will have done so by the end of January, but it's been a big ride, a roller coaster. So that's the next segment. Then I talk about the weekly bad news brewing, more bad news for that poor, benighted company. And I'll finish up with a reminder about Johnny Miller's seminar in Latin America. So, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you individually upon demand 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows, and I do hope that after listening to the free shows you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times that we're living in. So as I said, please feel free, select any 3 shows, but if you don't have any preferences, I highly recommend the latest 3 shows, because all my shows deal in some measure with current events, and so they will be fresh in your mind, and you will have a better chance to assess the value of the shows to you in consequence. So let me finish by giving you my contact information, starting with my email address, which is at the top of the Podbean page, my Podbean page, so look there if you don't get to write it down here. It's rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's RWL, my initials, Martin, and then the number 1, at aol.com. I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, as I think some of you know. And my Facebook page, which basically deals with matters which are not long enough really to warrant inclusion in the basic show, but I want you to know about. The address there is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, lowercase, no punctuation, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And finally, my Twitter address, which gives you the one-liners that are too short even for the Facebook page, but fit nicely into Twitter. You will find by going to www.twitter.com/RM Wake Up Call, my initials RM and Wake Up Call, or again, all one word, lowercase, no punctuation, no spaces, RM Wake Up Call. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, it remains for me, Richard Martin, to wish you all the very best of New Year's and a wonderful and successful, prosperous coming year. And I will be back, as always, on Friday with another synopsis of the Wake Up Call. So until then, take care of yourselves. Don't drink too much. Don't drink and drive, but have yourselves a great time over the new year. Bye-bye.